You're the very first entrant on our The Biggest Pig I Ever Lived With.
Unfortunately, I still live with them.
So, tell us about it, Sarah. Why does this person qualify?
Well, it does all the usual disgusting things. He goes into the toilet with a newspaper and spends a bit of an hour in there.
Oh.
Nose picking.
I go. But
sat in the bed and sticking my head under the covers.
What actually puts him above the herd for you is what?
It's pièce de résistance. He waits till the nail on his big toe is really, really long. And then he spends ages meticulously clicking it off. And then he uses it to pick his teeth.
What?
Disgusting.
Oh, that's terrible. Dad and I look at each other saying, oh, we were ahead of you in that sentence. Nothing quite hits the spot. Like what?
He's actually in tandem, unbeknownst to him. He's in tandem with something a strange tribe in the Amazon is doing. You know what you're talking about? Wait a minute. You know we're talking about survival on two.
It's that Roddick woman from the body shop.
If you saw Survival on Two yesterday, you'll have seen the Indian tribe that go out searching for tarantula spiders. They're very careful when they catch them. Yeah. Then they roast them over a hot fire.
Yeah.
Then they enjoy the succulent meat of the spider.
Yeah.
And they don't waste any bit. They use the fangs of the spider to pick their teeth afterwards.
Yeah, but I think I would rather pick my teeth with the fangs of a tarantula than the Sarah's husband. I think if he, you know, given the choice, I said, fangs of tarantula here, Dan, dead tarantula, Sarah's husband's toenail, the choice is yours for a toothpick. The tarantula every time. Yeah. Let me have a show of hands here. Everybody's going for the tarantula every time. Why then do you remain with this Cary Grant style character?
I must be a sad person.
Alright, I think there's got to be more. No. Tell us the truth, come on.
I don't know.
It
must have some qualities.
There may be an excess word in this sentence. Well hung jury. I don't know. Maybe there's an excess word there, and maybe that's what we're heading towards. And you'd be surprised what that compensates for.